half a barrel stuck in my mouth.
It's true. You can't see it. So I guess this is a test.
Yeah, this is either a test or this is the...
like secret episode?
The first podcast. Yeah, maybe. This maybe is a bonus secret track. Episode. It's a fucking Easter egg.
Easter egg. Doesn't look like an
fucking
Easter
worst
egg.
Easter egg ever.
It is. Because instead of full of candy, it's full of shit.
I was just going to say, it's like, you know, little child's running around White House lawn.
Right.
We should do that, as a matter of fact.
Bill likes with shit? And
yes, up. Yes. What? Just, because you know they have, like, that Easter egg hunt at the White House.
Yeah.
Just shit in plastic eggs. Toss them over the fence.
Just toss them over the fence? Yeah. What, like during? I would think of
night prior.
2 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, why'd you do it during? I'm pretty sure somebody'd notice if you're throwing eggs filled like shit at small children.
They'll also notice because we fucking recorded it. That's probably another reason.
Yeah, but nobody's going to listen to this shit.
That's true.
I think we're safe on
it's
that.
It's a fool's errand.
On that standpoint.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is T speaking right now, and along with Gary.
Yeah.
That's Gary.
Yeah.
And this is the first, it's either a test or the first podcast, and we're sitting in Gary's kitchen.
Right. iPod recording.
Yeah, rare occasion. Gary, yeah. Gary's free for the day.
I was paroled.
Yeah, and we don't have any, no children or women's.
No. We're free of children and women. Just like it should be.
Disgusting.
That's nice.
That's not... I don't know why I should have really thought about that.
That's all right. I mean, you know, it's casual.
We just ate and drink out of
Pepsi. Oh, it was fucking delicious. Yes. It was delicious. I never had...
Oh, yeah.
Jalapeno cream cheese.
Here we go. This is an interesting conversation piece. Gary's never had a bagel with jalapeno cream cheese.
It's true. I've never...
Cream cheese with the jalapeno in it?
My whole fucking life I've lived, never had a bagel with jalapeno cream
cheese.
This
is so awful.
So stupid.
This is the worst conversation ever.
This is terrible. Well, it's a fucking test run. Like I said, we're gonna, you know, we'll test it out. I mean, I guess when we start, maybe we'll prepare fucking topics or at least have something to talk about.
It'd probably be a good idea. The problem is that we normally just wind up discussing everything we should talk about on a podcast. On the phone.
On the phone.
It just doesn't work.
But, no, well, I mean, you know, we're here now, we're fucking, you know, so have you seen any movie? Let's talk about fucking movies. People like movies.
I did. I seen a movie two nights ago.
What was it?
Watched Get Low.
Get Low?
Never heard of it.
Get
Low. It's his flick. It's, who's in there? Sonny Chiba. No, it's not even, my brain went, the guys in, this is the little chain of action. Or Chain of Action
sounds like
the
a
guys brilliant. In The Godfather.
Right.
Right. I can't remember his character's name. So there's
Sonny?
So there's the other
James Caan?
No, it's not James Caan. Because I remember James Caan and I was like, oh, James Caan, Sonny Chiba. Don't know why.
But is it James Caan that's in the movie?
No.
And why the fuck did you say Sonny Chiba?
It's also not Willem Dafoe.
Why would it be when it wasn't in The Godfather?
Yeah, and he wasn't in this movie either.
Who else wasn't fucking in it?
All right, so had Bill Murray in it, and Sissy Spacek.
Oh,
Get Low.
Osmosis Jones?
Get Low. No, Get Low. Bill Murray, Sissy Spacek, and Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall was in
The
Godfather.
The Godfather reference. He's not, and yeah. Robert Duvall plays some sort of crazy hermit.
Mm-hmm.
And basically lives outside of town. He had accidentally killed his lover, who was Sissy Spacek. Him and Sissy... you know what? I'm just going to get into the whole movie. Anyway. And it was entertaining. The ending was a little lackluster, I felt like. I was really digging it. And then I just felt like there was no payoff.
Yeah.
I don't
what
know why
kind of movie is it?
Creeping.
I'm just
creepy.
I'm not creepy.
Like,
I'm looking at you.
Like
we're talking to each other.
Earlier, he was doing nothing but talking to the fucking recorder.
Right.
Now, he doesn't want to talk to the
recorder. I don't know what to do with my eyes.
He's paranoid about talking to the recorder, so he's gazing at
That's
me.
Right. I'm looking longingly
he
into
is.
Your fucking eyes.
He is.
I'm having a lover's gaze with you. Mm. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't know where to look. Why wouldn't you look at me if we were having a regular conversation?
I don't look at you.
What do you mean?
I don't like looking at you.
You don't look at people?
Just
not me.
Just
not me.
Just not you.
All right then. Well, I guess
it's
I just.
Like,
what should I do? Should
a Nietzsche quote? You stare into the abyss.
Hold on. Yeah, it starts to stare back. Yeah.
You don't change the abyss. Something like
no,
that.
No, if you stare too long the into the pit, the pit stares back. That's what it is.
What's the other quote?
I don't know.
It's
enjoy the paper bag rustling, everybody. That's paper. It's good.
Fucking
sound effects. That's a fucking Foley artist over here.
Yeah, there's another quote where it's like, you stare too long at evil, evil doesn't change, evil changes you, or something.
It's the exact same thing I just said. You're just paraphrasing.
No, didn't you say the abyss? The abyss stares back.
I said the pit. And anyway, it's the same fucking concept. What are you looking at?
Oh, his dog's fucking chewing on some sort of...
Max! Max.
Pink cockish leg butt plug looking thing?
Yeah, that's his pink cockish butt plug toy.
That shit is ribbed.
It is. It's ribbed. This is a toy. It's a little fire hydrant.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah, all right.
There's no reason to...
It's not. You're right.
Explain this nonsense.
Fuck that, yeah.
Well,
So this movie, what was it called? Get Low?
Get Low.
And did they, in fact, go to the windows and to the walls? Or was that left out of the movie version? Is it about the song?
I can't know.
No?
No.
What you,
no.
Why not?
No, it had absolutely nothing. It took place in the 1930s in, like, Alabama.
And yet Bill Murray won't fucking make another Ghostbusters, but he'll make fucking Get Low.
I can't blame him. Why would he want to make another Ghostbusters?
Because artsy-fartsy horseshit that Rushmore and everything too fucking
Rushmore
cool.
Rushmore wasn't artsy-fartsy.
It was too artsy-fartsy. It was fucking artsy-fartsy.
Which is funny.
It was funny, but it was artsy-fartsy, too. It was all fartsy. First fucking scene was full of fartsy, and then they followed it with artsy.
What's his first scene of
just
fartsy?
Just whatever the first scene
I'll
was.
I'll give you $20. How's the movie
just
start? How does the movie start?
I don't know, he's flying a fucking kite all day, and he's fucking...
I don't recall kite flying.
There was a kite.
I don't know. Everybody in that movie was over 14. Everybody in that movie was over 14.
He was he was flying a paper airplane.
No kites.
You were a kite specialist.
No, nobody over 14 flies a kite.
No, the
and
little
if they
fucking
do, they're a child molester.
Bullshit. Well, maybe, but I mean, the little girl, the little Portuguese lass, the one that he was with.
Portuguese?
Yeah, the little girl at the end, the fucking, you know, poor little Portuguese lass that he ended up with.
Margaret Chalmers.
Am I thinking of the wrong movie?
I think you are.
Rushmore is the one with the little kid, right? The other one was Tenenbaums with the... That's artsy-fartsy, too, but I enjoyed that.
I don't see the artsy-fartsy aspect.
Because it's all, like, everybody's quirky.
I mean, it's odd. It's like,
no,
I guess,
it's like everybody's
maybe,
quirky,
I guess
all,
like,
and everybody's like... It's avant-garde. It's an avant-garde.
I don't even know the definition
I call
of avant-garde.
It, you calls it avant-garde. I calls it artsy-fartsy. You know about avant-garde. You fucking know all about avant-garde.
I don't even know how you define avant-garde.
The
I don't
Rushmore.
Even know what avant-garde means.
Rushmore is what it means. It means a movie that's trying to be fucking strange for the
What's
sake
the definition
of
being strange. Avant-garde?
Avant-garde means it's French for this shit is strange. Yeah, look it up.
It's not it.
But anyway, no, why wouldn't he make another Ghostbusters? People of all ages love the Ghostbusters.
Are you being yourself?
I am being
myself. Voice on. You're loud.
I'm not loud.
You
I'm trying to be loud because you're fucking loud.
I'm not loud.
You were being loud. You were being loud. I don't know. I'm trying this shit out. Radio voice.
I don't even know how you... Yeah, you are.
This is not a radio...
Hey.
This is my radio
Wacky Zoo.
Hey, you. No, fuck you. This is how I talk, isn't it? I mean, I'm conscious of the recorder. Are you spelling it?
I don't know how to spell it.
Spell it. A-V-A-N-T.
A-V-A-N-T hyphen G-A-R-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
I found it.
And what does it say?
Progressive, especially in the art.
See, there you go.
The
on the cutting edge.
Group in a field in the arts. That's not avant-garde.
It is avant-garde. Why
it's
not?
Cutting edge?
Cutting
edge.
Like, it's like, oh, look at that, it's new.
I don't think so, really.
Yeah, like Juno.
I don't think it works.
Where there's fucking squiggle letters.
Juno is definitely not avant-garde.
Juno's artsy-fartsy.
Really? I don't think so. I think it's just a fucking, like, little goofy...
They made... Whenever
comedic drama.
The fucking words. Oh, it's March. It's April. It's May. Like, written in fucking notebook scribble. It's
That's
just
a little artsy-fartsy.
Oh, it's artsy-fartsy. And it's just like, what, like... I mean, I'm sure there's a sec... But, like, you... I consider myself to be somewhat intelligent. Look, I'm not the top
of
the class.
Mistake.
Fuck. But I mean, like, I don't enjoy, like, I don't look at those movies and go like, oh, wow, you know, this is just like, you know, this just makes me want to curl up with a fucking a cardigan sweater. And do people do that?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure somebody does.
Hipsters.
There are, like, those college
hipster, like, little fucking
douchebag. Like, people that feel like they have to be part of a scene.
Right.
I guess.
That's the
scene
thing.
I don't know. I'm alternative, whatever that means.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. Alternative shit. But I just don't... I don't know why he wouldn't do another fucking Ghostbusters. Like, just do it. Like, what else are you doing? You're doing nothing. Do fucking...
Just Zombieland.
Zombieland was good.
Get Low. He's pretty damn funny in that.
Was he funny?
Yeah, good, yeah. He's good. He's, like, dramatically funny.
I mean, I have nothing against Bill Murray. He's fantastic. And that's why I want him to do mindless, soul-crushing.
Yeah, but I got no interest in another Ghostbusters. It would be horrendous.
It would be horrendous, but why not make it?
No, it would be awful.
They're going to make it anyway. Like, here's the thing.
Yeah, but why would he want to be attached to a piece of shit for no reason?
Because it's not, I don't know, it's just, if he's not in it, it's fucking Blues Brothers 2000. You know what I mean? It's just Dan Aykroyd fucking...
Yeah, why would you want to be a part of that?
Well, if he doesn't do it.
Like, I got no... Exactly. Like, you look at Blues Brothers. John Goodman. I love John Goodman.
Yes.
John Goodman's fantastic. However...
He is. He is nice.
It had nothing to do with John Goodman. You know what I mean? Like...
What, the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, it was just fucking awful.
Right. I didn't see it. I just heard it was bad.
It was bad. Yeah,
I'm just
going
to pass judgment on a movie.
Dan Aykroyd is... I don't know. Dan Aykroyd just comes off as a cock to me.
He's not a cock. Well...
I think he is a cock.
He's
a cock. Know.
He's probably a cock.
He just seems like he'd probably be a douche. I don't know if he's on an ego trip or he just...
I don't think he's a douche. I think he's a cock. There's a difference. He may be a douchey cock. No, he's not a douchey cock. You can consider him a cocksman, Dan Aykroyd. He's been around the block. He's seen a thing or two.
I feel like he has an air of arrogance. Yeah,
you think
like
he's superiority?
Doesn't stink, and I think he thinks he's hilarious, and he's not.
He's just Canadian.
He's not very funny.
It doesn't translate.
I think he's not very funny.
But Dan Aykroyd is a class. Dan Aykroyd is like, I don't know.
Yeah, he is. He is thought of as some sort of classic comedic actor, but what has he been funny in?
Saturday Night Live. Trading Places.
No, he's not funny in Trading Places.
In Trading Places, he's not funny. He was a straight man.
Not funny.
He's funny to white people.
What else?
You
know what else he was for? Nothing but Trouble.
Yeah, Nothing But Trouble was fantastic.
Outside of Saturday Night Live and Nothing But Trouble, yeah. I feel like Dan Aykroyd's got shit going
it's
for
the
him.
Bones!
I'm sorry, Dan Aykroyd. I'm sorry.
Dan Aykroyd is not going to fucking hear this.
I don't care if he does. I apologize, because I don't know the guy. I'm just talking shit. Not funny.
I stand by the fact that I think he's a cock. I mean, Dr. Detroit.
He might be able to write. Did he write Nothing But Detroit? Did he have any hands?
He's good. I mean, he's good. I like Dan Aykroyd. He just chooses, like,
why? But there's nothing to like.
Because he's, I don't know.
What do you
like
that he's done?
He's like a funny kind of uncle.
He's not a funny kind of uncle.
He's like my funny
He's like an uncomfortable uncle who thinks he's funny.
He's
an uncomfortable uncle who thinks he's funny, and he's not, and you just sit there and you kind of chuckle at his jokes. Because you don't want to make it worse by not laughing.
That's Jim Belushi. Jim Belushi is that.
No, I think that's more Dan Aykroyd.
No, Dan Aykroyd is more... If you were at a party and the only person there was Jim Belushi, and then Dan Aykroyd walked in, you're going to keep talking to Jim Belushi? You'd be like, thank fucking God Aykroyd is
here. Keep talking to Jim Belushi.
You'd keep talking to Jim...
I would keep talking
to Jim
Belushi.
What the fuck
are
you going to talk about to Jim Belushi?
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Whatever.
What, you think he'll just be like a nicer guy?
I do. I just feel like he would be a chiller guy to talk to. I feel like Dan Aykroyd would fucking stare at me.
Dan Aykroyd would probably stare.
Miserable brick.
That
won't, he'd just look at me.
It's just a conflict.
And then I'd be like, fuck you, I don't want to talk. I gotta go.
Who, Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. He wouldn't even give me the time of day. I feel like Jim Belushi would at least shake my hand.
That's because you're an asshole. Well, yeah, because Jim Belushi is desperate for anybody's approval, and Dan Aykroyd knows he doesn't need your fucking horseshit.
No, he's a cunt. Yeah, because he's a cocky cunt.
Well,
he thinks he doesn't need it. Well,
he doesn't need it.
He's not funny. That's the problem. The problem is that he so thinks he doesn't need other people's anything that he hasn't realized he's lacking everything.
Dan Aykroyd's a pretty decent. He's a pretty decent actor. He did a couple.
No, he's not. What?
What he went what? Driving Miss Daisy. He was there.
Was he?
He was in it.
I've never seen Driving Miss Daisy. Wasn't
that
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman. Yes.
Was he in it?
Yes, yeah. He was actually driving. He was driving. He was the guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a titular driver.
I've never seen it. I have no idea.
You've never seen
it? It's got that old, what's it, Jessica Lange?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Lange. Oh!
What happened?
Sorry, dog jumped
on
my neck.
What the fuck was that? If anybody ever does hear this, they're going to fucking drive into a telephone.
His little rat dog jumped on my dick.
It's not a rat.
It startled me.
It's a dick jump. Oh, he's sniffing his own ass. He might have to go out. Let's see if he shits in the house. And if he shits in the house, you can hear me scold him on air.
And then I'll put it in your daughter's little ballerina box.
No! Poop doesn't go in there.
It would be funny.
Only hers.
It would be funny.
It would be fun. Well, if she found it.
Does your wife have like a flip-top jewelry box like that?
Yes.
I think it'd be funny. Piece of shit in there.
You know what?
Would be funny.
I think that honestly, like, it would be funny conceptually, but in actual practice...
Still funny.
I don't think I could see the...
Still funny.
I don't think that anybody
especially
would...
Especially, I do.
I would see the humor.
Yes.
And you would be the
I don't
only
mean
one.
Like a drippy shit. I mean like a firm,
oh, that's
you know,
good.
Like a Snickers
no,
bar
No, that's
shit.
Fine then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
like
sorry
a little,
I even
little firm Snickers bar
You're
shit.
Right. No, you're right now.
Just sitting on top.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Yeah, pop that's it good. Open. She'd be like, oh, what is
right.
that?
That's exactly
be like, it's a piece of shit.
And I'll be laughing.
I would.
At a piece of shit. I hope she listens to this. I really hope she listens.
Why?
I just want to know if she thinks it's... No, I wouldn't.
No, I understand. You don't think she can take it.
She can
You don't think she has a sense of humor.
I think that she would find it funny to talk about, but if she actually found a piece of shit in her priceless jewelry box...
Priceless?
Priceless.
Is it?
She's got the whole fucking diamond.
$14.99.
No way, man.
I just put a price on it.
What, you mean you'll pay me?
Huh?
You'll pay me?
I haven't seen it.
All right, we'll go see. And you're saying $14.99?
Is
that the top, or can we work with that number?
That might be the top.
You know what? I'm going to tell you fucking look, and then I'm going to fucking send Dan Aykroyd a fucking picture of it, and we'll see who fucking wins this bidding war. Because I'm sure Dan Aykroyd
doesn't know you send Dan Aykroyd an email that says, hey, would you give me $14.99 for my wife's jewelry box? And you know what you'll get in return?
What?
Nothing.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
You know, I wrote a letter to David Carradine once, and he wrote me back.
You're lying.
He did,
I've
no.
Never heard this story before.
I swear to God. We had a project in school. And everybody had to write to their celebrity of choice, and at that point it was like middle school.
Carradine.
Yes. Well, listen, like, hear me out. I was,
Kung Fu.
Yes, Kung Fu. Well, I was into Bruce Lee.
Was it the Long Riders? You seen that?
No.
Long Riders.
What the fuck
it's
is
got
that?
The Carradine brothers and the what's his other brothers?
The Baldwin
brothers. There's three of them. No, Baldwin's. No. Baldwin's. Oddly enough, yeah, three acting brothers, not the Baldwins. The one's crazy.
The
Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Yeah, he was in
the Goldblum Brothers.
No, they're what?
You never seen the Goldblums? They're good. They all look like Jeff.
Who's the one that played the crazy dude in Independence Day?
What crazy dude? Brent Spiner?
In Independence Day.
Independence Day. Yes.
There's one crazy guy flies the plane into the fucking UFO at the end.
Oh, Randy Quaid.
The Quaid brothers.
The Quaids? There's
yes.
only two of them.
No, there's three.
What?
There's three. There's the third one. There's
Dennis, Randy.
Randy, and who's the other Quaid?
Zeppo.
No.
You're fucking making this
no,
up.
No, there's another Quaid.
I've never heard of a third Quaid.
Yes, there is.
What is this? Like, this is like the fucking...
Stacy Keach.
Stacy Keach is a Quaid.
Stacy Keach is an...
All right, he could
Are there multiple Keaches? Maybe I'm thinking there's three Keach
brothers. I want to know what the fuck happened between...
It's a long rise. Anyway, Jesse James and Frank James is David Carradine and the other Carradine.
Oh, so they had actual brothers play actual
brothers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then, what is it? The Youngers? The Youngers are the Keaches, I think.
The Keaches?
Yeah. So
how many Keaches are there?
Is it not the Keaches?
The Quaids?
The Quaids.
Holy fuck, man. This genealogy
Wait,
is
let me
confusing.
See. I gotta look it up. Hold on. Let me see here.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da.
That's what everybody wants to hear me be.
What?
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, that is... That's good.
I wouldn't be throwing out no National Geographic shit.
No, wait a minute. Why not? We have an erudite audience. They can understand good, like, culture.
We're gonna get sued.
What do you mean? I just did the first bars. It's a... this is anthropological, in a way, right? A window into the lives of others.
Sure.
You keep making me fucking vamp. Tell me the third Quaid. What is the name?
I'm looking at... Hold on.
It's like a fucking lost civilization. All right,
so it's now. David Carradine and Keith Carradine.
Right.
Right. It's coming up. All right, here we go. All right, so David Carradine plays... Oh, they play the Youngers. So it's David Carradine and Keith Carradine as the Younger brothers.
Right.
And
who are the older ones? Oh.
Hold on. I've got to get to it.
Jesus Christ.
I always forget about Keith Carradine.
I'm glad nobody heard that.
What?
Nothing. Just keep going.
What, Jesus Christ? What
No, I didn't.
That?
No. Did I do that?
No. Did you do it?
No.
What did somebody...
You didn't hear anything. Don't worry about it. Just
you
keep
fart?
Looking. No! Just keep looking
what
it
happened?
Up. It was a terrible joke.
Oh.
You're going to have to listen back.
So we got, Robert Carradine.
Robert Carradine. There you go.
Yeah, there it is. So it's David Carradine, Keith mm-hmm. Carradine, Robert Carradine playing Cole, Jim, and Bob Younger.
Then it's
James Keach and Stacy Keach playing Jesse James and Frank James. I guess there isn't. There's this Ed Miller and Chloe Miller, and that's Dennis Quaid and Randy Quaid. I guess there isn't a third Quaid. There's three Carradines.
All that. All that, and there's no third fucking hidden Quaid.
No.
There's
no
secret
Quaid
after all
wrong.
That.
Keith Carradine, that's the one from...
I have no idea. But
he
David,
was in Dexter, wasn't he?
Dexter, was he?
Yeah, I think he played like the FBI agent.
Oh, there you go. Good. I'm sure he's very good at it. But his brother wrote me back. His brother was the only... and I was the only one that got a response in the
fucking
I forgot
that's how this started. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one from David Carradine? What did he say?
David Carradine.
Was it like, you know, hey, I'm like, a little kid and I'm writing you for a school project?
I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, I really like you in Kung Fu. You're really good at it. You look like you know what you're doing, all shit like that, you know, kind of gushing at him. And he sent me back an autographed 8x10 David Carradine.
That's it? No letter?
No, he just sent me back a picture.
That's fucking
true. He was just like, here you go.
He wasn't like anything.
No,
it was
he
just
did.
A pile. He probably didn't even sign it. It was probably like his fucking.
Who gives
secretary.
A fuck? At least I got a
his
response.
Agent.
What? Look, he wasn't that fucking busy.
Well,
and
why would he be his agent?
This was before. This was before the second Kung Fu and before he died masturbating. This is all. This is in the middle of Kung Fu and something else.
He had what? Ring of Iron.
Oh, Circle of Iron was
Circle
good.
Circle of Iron, that's it.
That was
good.
A good,
good.
Oh, that was,
where
what
David
do you mean?
Carradine plays 37 different people, 30,
yeah.
Monkeys and lizard people.
It's like Eddie Murphy. He's like versatile, like Eddie Murphy. Yeah. No, he's good.
Eddie Murphy is versatile.
He is versatile.
Yeah, he's versatile at not doing anything well.
What are you talking about? Eddie Murphy is like Dan Aykroyd. He's a classic.
He is exactly like Dan Aykroyd.
You can't fuck around.
He's exactly like Dan Aykroyd. In that he possesses no natural ability.
No, he does. What do you mean?
No, outside of Saturday Night Live, too hot for the hot tub.
Oh.
Eddie Murphy,
you like
nothing. He's got nothing.
You like too hot for the hot tub?
Yeah.
Gonna get in the water. You like that?
Yeah,
it's good.
Some funny shit.
But he does.
But I mean,
what about Trading
that,
Places? That's Dan Aykroyd,
yeah,
and
it's
Eddie
awful.
Murphy.
I know, it's a horrible
it's
movie.
It's one of my
it's
favorite movies.
Well, you have no
it's not
I'm
boring
sorry.
As fuck.
I think it's probably.
And Coming to America.
Nostalgia and not. Well,
no.
Coming to America. Coming to America
was funny. Vampire in Brooklyn is when I fell
horrible.
Off.
Horrible.
When I fell off, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, that's it. You got,
Pluto
even,
Nash
even,
was good.
What is that? 24 hours? 48 hours?
48 hours was
not good.
Good.
Not good. I don't like
got,
it.
We ain't partners, no?
Don't like it. Nope.
Oh, you got the Nolte brothers in that. Aren't there four of them? Four Noltes?
I don't think so.
People are just fucking celebrities just replicate in your mind, don't they? And what happened between Randy and Dennis Quaid?
There's lots of Carradines.
No, I mean, first of all, Randy Quaid apparently went fucking nuts, right? Like, he went nuts recently.
Yeah, I don't know any of this. I haven't heard any of the story. I've just
he just went crazy. I don't know much about it. No, he went crazy. But Dennis Quaid, his kids were killed by some bullshit. What the, like,
were they?
All kind of crazy stuff happened to them. And I'm like, they don't have anything alike, so they must have different parents. I mean, they must. Unless it's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito situation, where like they're twins and Dennis Quaid got all the good DNA, Randy Quaid got what's left over, like twins. You know, like twins? You ever see twins?
Yeah, what is that? That's a line
no,
from
twins.
Something, isn't it? Like, you're the second twin, like...
Yeah, that's
your
twins.
Your son came out, and then you're just a shit that fell out of your mother's ass crack or something. Like, isn't there something?
There's all the crap that was left, that's twins. The movie Twins. Twins!
United, outside,
yeah,
because
we're twins. That's right. It's a great
no,
movie.
Movie
great movie. You know
there's
who would have been good?
Else where it's like, you know, I'm everything good and blah, 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 and you're just the shit that rolled down your mother's ass crack.
That might be Tropic Thunder. I don't know. It sounds like you were doing a Nick Nolte impression.
It sounded like I was doing...
I don't know if you were...
It almost sounded like I was doing fucking... oh, my God. Robert Downey Jr. Like, doing that black voice. Like,
oh, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah,
he was good. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Now, are you gonna shit? Are you gonna shit all over Robert Downey Jr.?
No, I love Robert Downey Jr. All right, he's a funny motherfucker.
How about Johnny Depp?
He's
where
a
you
better
stand?
Comedic actor than
on Johnny Depp. Do you realize how fucking?
I'm so mixed on Johnny Depp.
This is so fucking like Faye. We're just sitting here talking about dudes the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just dudes.
Yeah.
It's just a sausage fest of a fucking podcast.
Well, women don't do anything interesting.
That's true. Not in the movies. Meryl Streep.
Oh,
everybody
really? Outside the
Meryl
movies
Streep.
They do?
Yeah, sure. They do
what?
All kinds of shit.
What? Who's done something interesting?
They do porn.
There you go.
They do, you know.
Yeah, I mean, unless a woman's got a baseball bat in her asshole, I really don't care.
Oh, we just lost half the fucking audience. No, a baseball bat in the asshole.
Yeah, it's like the whole Belladonna...
Well,
day in the...
Belladonna
O-day,
had...
O-day. Remember they used to have like a baseball bat challenge where it was like...
I don't remember
they shoved
that.
A baseball bat in a girl's asshole, and then whoever could get it deeper was, like, the reigning champion.
No, that sounds captivating, though. I never heard.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever heard.
Yeah, there was a whole baseball bat challenge.
Why not, you know? I mean, these people are professionals.
I don't think I'd lose any of the audience. I don't know.
You don't think so?
No, you have, like, your own hang-ups.
Somebody's got to rein you in, sir.
You
You're
have,
a fucking
you
loose
all kinds
cannon.
Of hang-ups with the butt.
You're a loose...
Understand.
Yeah, what do you mean, hang-ups with the butt?
You have hang-ups with the butt.
I don't have hang-ups with the butt.
You're scared of assholes.
I'm not scared. Well,
you are terrified of assholes.
I'm not afraid of them.
Yes,
like I, everybody has one. It's fine.
Everybody
like I don't
poops.
Go run. I don't, everybody poops. I read the book. My kid has the book. No, I'm not afraid of assholes. I just don't appreciate ass play as much as the next guy, I guess, and as much as you.
No, but you're just scared of anything.
Why am I scared? What have I done?
Terrified.
Do I run screaming from
Brock? Like, a piece of dog shit is ridiculous.
I have a strong gag reflex.
It's literally, I know, you fucking... it's like somebody's fucking got your testicles in a stranglehold.
That doesn't sound... Somebody kill that fucking dog. It doesn't sound anything
yeah,
like...
Dog. Stop it! It's enough of the squeaky.
Did he stop it?
Yeah, he scared the shit out of him.
Good.
I don't know if anybody could hear that in the background, but this dog was just going apeshit on a fucking squeaky toy.
He just wants to kill that squeaky toy.
We had to put that shit down.
What the hell were you just talking about?
You scared of...
I'm scared of... That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. Do you enjoy the smell of fucking shit and assholes?
No, I mean, it's not good. Well, assholes don't tend to stink.
Assholes,
I mean, unless they're filthy.
Don't tend to stink.
No.
Are you just defending your people?
No, I mean, my ass don't stink.
Your ass don't
stink. You want to take a whiff right now?
Your ass doesn't stink.
Your nose
what is that
ass
saying? Your ass doesn't stink.
My ass don't stink.
But
I check.
You think your shit doesn't stink.
My
That's
shit
different.
Stink. My shit stink. No, it does.
It's an experiment. But I'm not...
No, hey! Hey!
What are you doing?
All right. He's starting
fucking
on a squeaky thing.
Dog
yeah.
Tourette's. Oh, okay. Now he's going to come back here.
That's fine. I know. People are here. If you hear that little click, 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 click...
Yeah, that's the rat
in the background, it's because Gary doesn't like to tend to his animals.
I don't.
And the nails are too long.
It's all natural.
They need to be clipped.
I don't believe in fucking... in body modification for animals.
It's just clipping his
What nails. Do you want me to fucking... Let's get him a fucking earring.
Clip his nails.
Let's go down to the fucking supermarket. Let's get him a tattoo. Belly ring.
You're being silly.
I'm not being silly.
You're being silly.
You're fucked
you're
up.
Silly.
This is an all that. This is an animal from the wild right now.
Oh, with the fucking squeaky toys.
That's how they used to run in packs. You're gonna all have right, your
cool.
fucking. All right, so.
So
yeah, no, I'm not afraid of assholes.
I'm not saying my shit doesn't stink.
It does.
My shit does stink, but my shit stinks. I clean my asshole.
Right.
My asshole does not stink.
So what do you use on your asshole to prevent it from stinking? You're saying right now.
Stop it! Right now, no. It probably smells
your asshole smells
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
All right. You
occasionally
heard
it has like a little whiff. It almost smells like taco seasoning occasionally.
Taco seasoning.
Occasionally, yeah.
Lucky
I'm
you.
In the bathroom and like say after I go or even sometimes I'll take a piss and I'll just stick a finger and I'll give my butthole a swipe and
with
a
your finger
with my finger and a little sniff
with your bare finger. You stick your finger into your asshole.
No, I don't stick it in my asshole. I rub it over like if you rub your finger over your hand.
You rub it over.
I don't
your
know how loose your asshole is, but I can run my finger over my asshole without it just plunging
I'm
in.
Not, I thought you were plunging it in, but wait, now let me get this straight. You go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You take a shit.
Wipe. You take a piss.
You take a piss.
Yeah. If sometimes I take a piss, it'll feel like I'll be like my asshole might.
You
stink.
Must be just an absolute
so,
pleasure to stand next to in a urinal.
No, not like at a urinal, but just at home. And like, so I'll run my finger over my asshole and
right.
give it a little sniff just
Good.
To see if it stinks or not.
That's nice.
See if I need to do any cleaning.
Okay.
You know, because I'll just break out a baby wipe for no reason and just clean it off if I feel like there might be like, it's just dirty. You know, it builds up during the day, like any guy. Like,
I
if you go a full day, you go 24 hours, you get a little stank on your balls.
Sure.
Shit, just because
sure.
you got it like a closed in area and everything's
right.
tight.
So you're
quarters.
Just constantly scrubbing your asshole.
Not constantly. Baby. Not constantly.
Mm.
I mean, when I shit, I do. I mean, I wipe until it wipes clean.
Mm-hmm.
Then I use the baby wipe.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then I wipe again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
So you're putting your finger in your asshole and smelling,
no.
and you smell the top.
Not putting my finger
you're
on.
Rubbing your finger over your asshole.
Correct.
After you're, like, you... Now, this is before you wipe. You're just, you go
No,
pay.
No, no, that has nothing to do with...
You go... No, I'm saying
nothing
you go pee.
Nothing to do with taking a shit.
Just follow me on
okay.
this. You go pee.
Yes.
And then you're just peeing and you're like, I wonder what my asshole smells like. You fucking take your finger and rub it over your asshole. And you give it a little whiff and it smells like taco seasoning.
Occasionally it does.
Is that correct?
Occasionally it does.
Now what happens now?
It's not a guarantee.
Well, you know, nothing in life.
Well, if it smells like taco seasoning, usually I'll give it a little like wet wipe.
All right.
You know what I mean? I'll hit it with the baby wipe and then, you know, wipe it dry.
Right.
And then
why not just do that? Why not just no? Why not just do that first?
It might be clean. Might not need anything.
Doesn't matter. I mean, what's the point? Like, it's probably gonna stink. Like, what if you don't?
No, it doesn't. There's plenty of times where it doesn't smell.
All day, you're just fine.
Plenty of times it doesn't smell at all.
Just all day. You're just always you're rubbing your asshole all day.
No, I'm not doing it all day.
I don't think I'm the crazy one. I'm not the fucking crazy one.
I'm not calling you crazy.
You're calling me afraid of assholes.
You are projecting.
I'm not projecting.
You're trying to project this craziness on me by defending yourself as being crazy. This when I've never even accused you of being crazy.
No, I'm not trying to project anything.
You're going amateur hour.
Fuck this.
Psychological warfare.
This is horseshit. No. All I'm saying is, why am I afraid of assholes if I'm not touching mine
all day? You're terrified.
It just doesn't mean I'm not fascinated.
Fascinated. I'm not saying that you not touching your asshole has anything to do with you being afraid of assholes.
Right.
I'm just saying you're afraid of assholes. And it's completely unrelated to whether or not you touch them or not. You are. You're scared.
I'm not
you
afraid
are very
of assholes.
Scared of Dookie.
I don't like Dookie.
Anything related to an asshole.
I don't like shit. I don't like to touch it. I don't like to smell it.
I'm not saying you got to play with it. I'm just saying, like, if a dog shits and you got to pick it up, right? You just walk over and you pick it up. It's a piece
I have
of shit.
A very strong gag reflex.
It has nothing to do with gag reflex. You're not choking on anything. You know what you're choking on? Your dignity. That's what you're choking on.
It stinks. It makes me gag.
It is. That's the only thing. The only thing you're gagging on is your lack of masculinity. Pick up that shit. Be a man. Be a man and pick up that shit. Any shit, a piece of shit. That's like the guy's changing, like when I see a guy changing his diaper, he's like, I've seen people throw up, you know what I mean?
I haven't done that.
Diapers?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
I never did
weak.
That. Not changing
That's
a diaper.
That's fucking weak.
No, not
that
changing.
That is weak ass shit.
All right already, but not changing a diaper. I don't do that when I'm changing a diaper. Usually. Unless it's a really fucked up shit. But you get accustomed to that.
I've never been around diapers. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, congratulations. Fucking super nose on you. Great job.
I can smell fine. I just man up. It's just take care
of
it. It stinks. That's all it is. It's just a smell. There's no reason you should be gagging from a smell.
Why not? It stinks.
Because there's no connection.
I feel like...
The only connection is some sort of psychological connection you've made.
What?
Maybe somebody made you eat shit when you were little.
That's a possibility.
And it's just fucking jammed in your brain.
It's a definite possibility.
But you know what I mean? There's no I can't imagine that there's any connection between... Like smelling something and the gag reflex.
It's your taste.
I feel like
bud.
It's all psychological.
It's your
no,
taste
I feel like
bud.
It's got to be psychological.
What if I have a super nose? What if I'm like
you
so advanced? I do. I can smell
you
everything.
Have a super nose.
And you know what I can smell? Your asshole stinks right now.
It does not.
Go fucking throw
it
a baby wipe.
I will rub
you
my
go ahead,
asshole.
Rub your asshole.
I'm rubbing it under your nose.
This podcast is over. That happens. Jesus Christ! I may.
You're calling me out.
I'm not calling you out.
I will defend the smell of my asshole.
I believe you. Your asshole is fucking immaculate.
It is.
Do you shave it?
No. I don't even know how you start. I think me and you may have been discussing this recently, but I don't even know. How do you even shave balls? I don't understand how people shave their balls. Like, I would just be walking around with fucking lacerations all over my shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It would be horrific.
No, it's terrible.
My balls would look like Leatherface. Just fucking stitches everywhere. Like, how do you do that? You know?
I don't know. I guess you gotta stretch the skin out, maybe? Put it
but
over...
But even then, it's like, it's fragile skin.
Yeah.
It's like paper skin. It's not...
Just stretch it around a phone book.
What am I hearing?
Oh, that's probably my phone. I'll have to go get it.
It's not like, it's not strong skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weak skin.
Yeah.
So I don't know how exactly you, stretch that out. And then, because if you just graze it wrong, it's just gonna cut.
Maybe it's because of your aforementioned giant testicles that is so weak. You don't have any... You don't have any play at all in your
No, body? Yeah, I've got tons
you have
of play.
Elasticity?
I can stretch it out. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah
I can stretch it out.
Well, then what's the problem? Then you take it and you get like
Yeah, but I feel like the skin's weak. And maybe that's it. Maybe my balls have just stretched the skin
just
out.
Just stretched out.
Weak.
Yeah.
It's just weak.
Yeah, you put 600
But like
marbles
I feel like it's
balloon.
Easy. Like I've tried to trim them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like and shit like that. And if I just tap it with even clippers, you know what I mean? It just cuts.
Oh, you don't want to cut it with clippers.
Immediately.
Yeah, because
well, I use
the skin
little guard and stuff like that.
No, that doesn't matter.
Well, I know that now. But,
you don't want to do that.
I don't know. It's just like wafer thin skin.
Wafer thin.
Wafer thin.
Yes. It's nice. Now that,
I got weak skin on my
balls. I don't shave them, so fuck it. I'm all
natural. Yeah, I don't know how, though. I have no idea how.
That's right.
We need to get somebody else in here.
I trim nothing.
Expert on shaving balls.
You should.
Because I have no idea where you'd start. And the same thing with asshole. I feel like asshole's I feel like porn guys and shit like that, it must be wax. Like
you gotta wax.
They have to wax it.
Gotta wax your
asshole.
Yeah.
So
gotta wax it.
Yeah, but I couldn't imagine waxing balls. Like I feel like the skin would just. I couldn't imagine that sensitivity. Like how would you even walk home?
Oh, that'd be rough, especially when it grows back.
Oh my!
When it starts growing back, You know, you got that
waxing
fucking
a set of balls. It's waxing balls. Horrible. I don't know if they wax balls. I don't know how they handle balls.
I don't know. I've seen bald balls, though. There are plenty of bald balls.
I mean, I'll gather it all up. Like, I'll gather the skin up. You know what I mean? So it looks like chewing gum.
That's good.
Like,
that's fun.
Picked off the barbershop floor.
Ladies, you don't know what you're missing. It's so much fun.
You know, like a piece of bubble gum. Right. It's all, like, if you don't have the actual testicle in the scrotum,
just the skin,
flattens.
Yeah.
And it gets all wrinkly like chewing gum, and it's got all the hair in it, so it's like gum off a barbershop floor. It's
delicious.
And then I'll just kind of like run it. I'll have like a guard on the clippers, and I'll run it over that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Over the chewing gum.
So you got
gum
little
mouth.
Spots of baldness.
So it'll cut. No, it's not flat. It's like, it's clippers, not a razor. So you know what I mean? So I just take off all the longer hair.
Oh, okay.
So just so it's not longer.
Yeah, but
hair.
Don't touch the skin with it.
No.
That'll be fucked up.
Yeah. And that's the best I can do. Mm-hmm. I really have no idea, you know, how you'd properly
we'll have to ask, because I've seen it.
Clean as scrub.
Anybody out there, leave comments. How do you get the hair off
your
testicles?
Leave comments
where? On the fucking, if we ever release it, you've got, what? This is good stuff.
If you ever release it where? Where were the comments being left?
Under the iTunes thing, in the reviews section. Just leave a review that says, you know, like the podcast. Great job, guys.
This is
and
how I
by the
my
way,
testicle.
Yeah, this is.
I like how they can only leave this if they say, we like the podcast. Great job, guys.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't
or you
like,
can go, no,
fucking
no.
Idiots.
That was just an example.
You're fucking idiots is the worst thing I've ever listened to.
Really? I don't give
and
a
this
fuck.
This is how you clean a
no,
set.
I don't care if you fucking like it or you don't like
you
it. I just want
this.
The information.
No, you're needy.
I want the information.
You're needy.
You're. What?
You're needy.
I'm needy? I am needy. I want please
approval.
Like me. Please. I do. I want approval from someone at one point in my life. I just want to know what that fucking feels like. Is that too much to ask? No.
Well,
of
it
course
is.
Not. No, yeah, actually it is.
You just got to get better at everything you do.
It's true.
Apparently.
I am. I'm pretty lackluster in many areas. You're no fucking picnic yourself, sunshine.
Me? I am not. I'm a buffet.
You're a buffet. You're a veritable cornucopia of horseshit. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Alright, you want to just fucking cut this here?
Well, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's the wrong way of doing it.
What?
You can't just be like, oh, you want to cut this here and then clip and then that's the end of it. Like, what if we actually decide to use this? You can't end like that.
Obviously, we have
to be like, alright, obviously, what, you know what? I mean, either way, we've obviously run out of topics to talk about.
Not really. I mean,
yeah,
it's
just, I feel like all in all, this is pretty lackluster and horrendous.
I don't know.
I don't think I'd want to listen to this.
Maybe.
I think I'd be like, this is fucking horrible.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have
and
to
I'd
listen.
Shut it off.
You wouldn't shut it off. You might shut it off. Yeah, you probably would. But you're a jerk off. So that's the difference. There are a lot of people that like this sort of thing. I don't know.
There are a lot of people who have mediocre fucking
that's what we shoot. That's what everybody shoots for. You get your yes.
That should be the name of this podcast.
Mediocrity. You find the people below, you know, the level, and you cater to them. So like kids shows. You know, they have adults writing that, so they can, you know.
I don't understand how an adult writes a kid show. Well, it's fucking mindless retardation.
You have to be a pedophile.
Anyway, that's enough of this shit. I don't know how long this thing's been, but I think we're going to cut it out. So goodbye, bitches, and take it easy.